Progressives Vent as Tear Gas is Used to Stop Migrants at the Border. By Neil Monroe on November 25, 2018. Pro-migration activist groups bitterly denounce the U.S. government's decision to use tear gas to break up a crowd of migrants who were trying to break through a border fence to get into the United States. Civil rights lawyer Christian Coward compared the standoff to the Nazis' mass murder of Jews. Immigration lawyer Lindsay Tutlowski tweeted about moms shrieking but remained silent about the many young men trying to get through the border fence. Pro-migration activist Esmeralda Flores said border security funds would be better used welcoming migrants into the United States. The Department of Homeland Security explained the decision to use the tear gas. But blocking the border is just about racism, says a Princeton professor. A Democratic senator from Hawaii suggests that the use of tear gas to protect Americans from mass migration is immoral and insane. But the tear gas was effective in pushing migrants away from the border without inflicting injuries. The wife of Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown blamed border officers for the tear gas hitting children who were intentionally brought more than 1,000 miles up to the border by their own migrant parents. The tear gas drove the migrants away from the wall without any wounds. DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen issued a statement about the San Ysidro report of entry closure, saying, "This morning, CBP was forced to close the San Ysidro port of entry to ensure public safety in response to large numbers of migrants seeking to enter the U.S. illegally. After being prevented from entering the port of entry, some of these migrants attempted to breach legacy fence infrastructure along the border and sought to harm CBP personnel by throwing projectiles at them. As I have continually stated, DHS will not tolerate this type of lawlessness and will not hesitate to shut down ports of entry for security and public safety reasons. We will also seek to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law anyone who destroys federal property, endangers our frontline operators, or violates our nation's sovereignty." CBP, along with other DHS law enforcement, federal law enforcement, the U.S. military and state and local law enforcement, will continue to have a robust presence along the southwest border and at our ports of entry to prevent illegal entry or violence. We continue to stay in close contact with Mexican authorities and we remain committed to resolving this situation safely in concert with our Mexican partners. A pro-migration activist who is a former illegal immigrant used an image of a crying child to guilt Americans into opening their borders to millions of foreign migrants. "The U.S. government attacks the migrants," said another pro-migration advocate. Actress Alyssa Milano vented about President Donald Trump. A wealthy executive at Amazon said the caravan was just a peaceful march. TV star George Takei had his own solution: let all of the migrants into the United States.